This podcast is produced and managed by Kangaroo Fern Media Lab, Australia's independent video and podcast company. We do the podcasting hard bits so you don't have to. We make podcasts easy. Book a call at www.kangaroofern.com. www.kangaroofern.com. This podcast is produced and managed by Kangaroo Fern Media Lab, Australia's independent video and podcast company. We do the podcasting hard bits so you don't have to. We make podcasts easy. Book a call at www.kangaroofern.com. www.kangaroofern.com.
A Guerrilla Podcast Syndicate Production.
Hi guys, I'm so excited to have all of you join me today. Today's episode is all about moving on and forward. Such a timely topic as I close the season 2 of my podcast. But hey, who says moving on and forward has to be grounded on a painful experience? Trust me, it can actually stem from something that's already beautiful. So allow me to share with you the 5 ways you can move on and forward so that you get to become the person you're meant to be, your very own hashtag best me ever. Before I begin, I would like to thank my podcast management group, Kangaroo Fern Media Lab, and my producer, Jamie, for this wonderful opportunity to share my thoughts to the rest of the world. Ready? Let's go!
This podcast is brought to you by Guerrilla Podcast Syndicate, powered by Kangaroo Fern Media Lab. Kangaroo Fern is Australia's independent video and podcast management agency with the mission to help individuals and entrepreneurs to start their own podcasts and harness the power of podcasting. Book now via www.kangaroofern.com. A feel-good podcast filled with beautiful thought-provoking reflections.
What is it in your life that you want to become? Who do you want to be?
And inspiring soulful stories to help you become your authentic, unapologetic, grandest version of yourself. Your own hashtag best me ever.
You begin to ask yourself why. You find yourself lonely, depressed, feeling unworthy, unloved, doubting yourself, and asking this question. Why me? Why did it have to happen to me?
Hosted by Global Master Coach and international best-selling author, Mike Sellis.
Hi guys! So today, I'd like to share with you a fact that you may not be aware of. We actually move on and forward every single day of our lives. Sometimes we actually overlook this because we are too focused on associating moving on and forward from something that's painful. So who's guilty here? Let me give you examples. May it be from a failure that has traumatized you and left you doubting yourself and your capabilities for the longest time. Or a once beautiful relationship that went sour and left two people who were once in love with each other as complete strangers. I know, very relatable. It can also be associated with unfinished business or dreams unfulfilled. Or simply at times, a space where one feels stuck and lost by himself. However, moving on isn't simply about rising above the pain of the past or the troubles at present. It can mean also being happy in the now and choosing to become even happier thereafter. There's a different meaning to it. It can mean achieving success and using it as a springboard to do more and be more. It can represent a state of starting all over again from a clean and clear slate. or taking your relationship to a whole new level. It can also be a newfound inspiration. It can be clarity in terms of life direction. Again, whatever it may be for you, moving on and forward isn't exactly about being stuck in a space that you don't want, because moving on and forward is so much more than that. So please, do away with the notion that when you're moving on, it has to be grounded on something that's unpleasant, because for all you know, it might be stemming from a beautiful start. As I wrap up season 2 of my podcast, I felt that it's only fitting that I talk about moving on and forward in a different light, hoping to help others do the same, regardless of the space that they're in now. So, allow me to share with you the 5 ways you can move on and forward from any situation. First things first, embrace your space. Accept things as they are. Don't even lie to yourself or try to lie to others just to cover things up. Remember, you can only move on and forward from something that you have acknowledged is present in your current space. So ask yourself this right now. How does your current space exactly look like? Again, do not judge yourself based on that and just let yourself be. Think about it. Next, allow yourself to pause and feel. Whether it's coming from a space of hurt or a space of joy, let your emotions flow. Never overanalyze, okay? For the overthinkers here, stop, please. Don't even go there, because all of them are valid. Don't judge yourself for feeling them. Again, no one can tell you that what you're feeling right now is right or wrong. So don't even do that to yourself as well. What is important now is that you inquire within and ask yourself, where are they coming from? What must I learn from them? Finding the root cause or the deeper meaning behind each emotion that you have helps you clear your mind and your heart in the process. And that's such a beautiful space to begin with, regardless of where you're coming from.
Like what you hear so far? Make sure you never miss an episode by clicking the subscribe button now. This podcast is possible by listeners like you. Thank you for your support. Now back to the show.
Third, try to reflect on this, guys. What do I really want in my life? That is such a powerful question if answered coming from a space of honesty and bravery. There's nothing wrong about being vulnerable. There's nothing wrong for asking more. There's nothing wrong about wanting to change the space that you're in. Again, at the end of the day, it's all about you. So the least you can do is just be honest about what you really want. And guess what? It's one of the biggest breakthroughs you can give yourself that will allow you to flip on to the next chapter. Having a clear picture of where you want to go gives you an anchor in your personal journey towards being the person that you're meant to be. And that makes it even more exciting. Fourth, plan what's next. Taking in consideration what's under your control, what can you do now? Who can help you? What milestones do you want? Having a solid strategy on how to go about your next phase helps you make the journey easier in the long run. Again, a step-by-step process can do wonders for you, so don't hurry it. Instead, take time to really think, how can I reach my point B now that I'm starting with my point A? When you need help, don't hesitate to ask. And last but not the least, practice gratitude. I keep my own gratitude journal. I write on it every single day. Doesn't matter how many I've written on a single day. What matters is I'm able to express myself and give thanks for all the things that I appreciate. Remember, everything that happened to you in the past led you to exactly where you're meant to be. So be grateful. You listening to this podcast right now is actually a sign, because you're exactly where you're meant to be and that you are eventually moving on and forward to the next stage of your life, whatever that may look like. I'm very excited for you in the process. Now, as you do so, don't forget to celebrate wins, big or small, and acknowledge yourself all throughout your journey. Everyone deserves a pat on the back, even you. So give yourself what is due. Again, you need that constant push simply because in life, it can only be better. So be your own biggest fan. Now, moving on and forward is all about letting go of the excess baggage and filling your love tank to the fullest with new experiences along the way. And as you fill up yours right now, I hope this episode helped you move on and forward from whatever it is that you're going through right now as you discover your authentic, unapologetic, and grandest version of yourself, your very own hashtag best me ever. I look forward to journeying with each one of you soon. When you're ready to invest in yourself and your growth as you become the person that you're meant to be, just visit www.coach-mikecellis.com or email me at mike, that's M-Y-K-E, at bestmeever.com. Till then, guys, I'll see you. Bye.
This podcast is brought to you by Guerrilla Podcast Syndicate, powered by Kangaroo Fern Media Lab. Kangaroo Fern is Australia's independent video and podcast management agency with the mission to help individuals and entrepreneurs to start their own podcast and harness the power of podcasting. Book now via www.kangaroofern.com. We are Independent Podcast Network. We are Guerrilla Podcast Syndicate. Would you like to hear your brand while supporting quality podcasts? Contact us now at advertise@guerrillapodcastsyndicate.com. Are you ready to finally start your own podcast? Maybe you already have one, but need a podcast manager to help you level up. We're here for either. Book a call at www.kangaroofern.com. www.kangaroofern.com.